The Side Piece, a novel by J.M. Vella, narrated by Dr. Joe Vio. Chapter 31. Marianne instinctively jumped out of her seat when she heard the gunshot, leaping toward JC and sheltering her with her body. She looked up when the room went silent and saw a stranger sprawled over the bar of the Shangri-La Cafe. Blood and brain matter was splattered along the wall. Shonda stood in place behind the bar and directly in front of the body, shaking uncontrollably but not saying a word. The bloody stuff was all over her, dripping off her auburn hair onto the floor. Valerie stood behind the body. As Marianne watched her tuck a small object into her purse.
Did you just kill that guy?
Marianne stuttered. Valerie turned around with a proud grin across her face as she patted her purse. I'm from Texas. I'm always packing. When she saw the horror on Marianne's face, she continued, Hey, he was holding up the place. He could have killed Shonda, the no-good son of a bitch. He got what he deserved. She smiled at Shonda and reached out to put her hand on her shoulder to still her shaking. You okay, honey? Shonda nodded, still too shaken to speak. You got nothing to worry about. He's good and dead. I'll call 911 and they'll haul his body out of here. Marianne's a credible witness. By now, Marianne and JC were out of their protective huddle and stood up. Marianne commanded JC to stay at the table while she walked toward the scene.
Oh my God, Val, his head's blown off.
Yeah, I know. She patted her purse proudly. This little beauty packs a wallop. Daddy bought it for me on my 18th birthday. It comes in handy now and then. She nodded to Shonda. It's all right. Call 911. I'll stay here until the police get here. She turned back to Marianne. I guess the banana cream pie's going to have to wait. You ought to take JC home. Marianne wrapped her arm around her daughter, who was straining to see what had happened across the room.
Is Auntie Val okay, Mommy? What was that noise?
Auntie Val is just fine. So is Miss Shonda.
She swooped her daughter into her arms and carried her out the door.
There was an accident. A man was hurt. We need to leave so the ambulance can come take him.
Is the man gonna die, Mommy?
I don't know, JC, but we need to get out of here.
Marianne blocked JC's view of the bar with her body and walked out the door and down the sidewalk to where her SUV was parked on the street.
Let's go visit your daddy, okay? I bet he would love the surprise.
Valerie stood patiently while Shonda pulled herself together and retrieved her cell phone out of the small fanny pack around her hips.
Thank you. I think you saved my life.
Don't mention it. Valerie demurred. I was just being a good law-abiding citizen. She looked at the bloody slime dripping off Shonda's head.
Why don't you get yourself cleaned up? I'll stay with the scumbag's body until the police arrive.
Shonda shuddered but acquiesced, heading back to the back room just as Chuck rushed out. He met her at the swinging door between the bar and the office.
Did you hear that? I thought I heard a gunshot.
He noticed the bloody mess all over Shonda.
Is that what I think it is?
Shonda nodded.
We were held up.
She tilted her head toward the nearly headless body draped over the bar.
That guy held a gun to me. He was going to make me take him to the safe, but then...
She paused and looked intensely at Valerie.
She shot him.
Chuck's jaw dropped.
Fuck! She blew his brains out!
Valerie interjected. I had just cause. He was threatening Shonda with a gun. Chuck walked to the front door and closed it, pulled the deadlock in place. He reached down and flipped the sign on the window back to "Sorry, we're closed." Then he walked back to the two women and bandana guy's body. "Anyone call the police?" Shonda finally found her voice.
I was just about to call 911.
Chuck took charge. "Let me do it." He picked up the phone by the cash register and dialed the emergency number. "Yeah, this is the bartender at the Shangri-La Cafe. There's been an attempted robbery, and the perpetrator's dead." "Yes, that's right. A customer shot him. He was armed, yeah. He was threatening the owner of the place. The customer came to her defense." I don't know." He looked at Valerie. "Is that gun registered?" Valerie patted her purse again. "You bet." "Yes, the gun's registered. We also have video surveillance that should show what happened." "Yes, yes, he's very dead. Half his head was blown off. You can't get much deader than that." Shonda came back from the bathroom, looking damp but clean from most of the blood and brain matter. She'd removed the stained sarong and dressed in a plain black T-shirt and jeans. Chuck put a protective arm around her shoulders. "It's going to be all right, Shonda." He looked up at Valerie. "Thank you. I believe you saved her life." Valerie nodded and walked back to the same corner table she had shared earlier with Marianne and JC. "I'll just wait over here, in case the police need to take my testimony." Then she grinned mischievously. "You know, I never got that piña colada. I could use one about now to calm my nerves." Chuck laughed. "You bet."